Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav. We'll start on the two dots of Chav Hei Mabez. Today's shir is sponsored as Zeichin by Ahuva and Akiva Silver. The Zeichin Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia. The Mishamash should have an Aliyah. Okay, so the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. It says, Uberes Chavero. The Mishnah continued on that. The quote from the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about the next part of that Mishnah. It says, Uberes Chavero. And then it says, an Islandus, a Zakena, and the She'ena Ruy Leilid. If there was kinoy and they had stira, the Mishnah said that they do not collect their ksuba. These women do not collect their ksuba, but they do not drink. And Rabbi Lazar says that, no, since he's able to, I mean, they don't drink because he's not roy to be married to them, because he's not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah puravu. But Rabbi Lazar says, no, since he's able to marry a different woman that, and be yotzei the mitzvah puravu with that other woman, then these other three, the islandus and the inner ulele and the islandus and the akara, then the zakena, I mean, and then they, so they can, they're roy to drink. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuam, Machlokes ba'akaru zakena. The machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim, whether or not these women are roy to shosta the mayim maharim, it's only by the akara and by the zakena. Aval islandus, but the islandus divrei akol lo shosta v'lo no talas ksuva. Even Rabbi Lazar agrees that the islandus does not drink, and she does not take her ksuva. He doesn't argue on that on the islandus case. Why? Shenamar, the pasuk says, v'niksa v'nizra'a zara, uses the word zera, someone that you can create a zera, you can create an offspring. Misha darku lahazria, who can say the derek lahazria and give birth to children? Yotza, an islandus, is excluded, zosh eno darku lahazria. An islandus is excluded because she cannot give off offspring. So Rashi explains, aval islandus, that the machlokas here is just whether or not you're allowed to marry these women. It's nothing to do. That's the reason why an islandus is excluded. And the reason why an islandus is excluded is because since you're not allowed to marry this woman, not allowed to be married to her, because she cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of puru revu. Therefore, she doesn't drink. But when it comes to the zakena and the akara, these are people who technically in nature they were able to give birth. Just happens to be that now their time has passed for one reason or another, and therefore they're considered ru'uya leilad, and therefore according to Rav Elazar, they can drink. They're supposed to drink. So now the Gemara is going to bring down a long Mishnah that's going to seem to argue on Rav Nachman's statement that Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, everyone agrees that the islandus does not drink. We're going to bring down a long brisa, and somewhere in the midst of the brisa is going to say that an islandus is ro'i to drink. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, we learn in a brisa, Hamekana l'arusaso, someone does kinoy to his betrothed, to his arusa, right? Ul shomeres yavam shalo, and the woman who's waiting for him to be yivam, to do yivam with her. So in these cases, again, she's not fully in the house of the Mekane. Im achelo kansa nistra, if prior to them finishing off the proper arrangements, the wedding or the yibum, if prior to that situation nistra, then she does the stira in that instance. Lo shosa v'lo notlos ksuvasa. She doesn't drink, but she doesn't get her ksuba because she's not tachas beso anymore. She's not a full fledged wife. So the Mishnah, the Brisa says that she doesn't drink. But nevertheless, since she caused the problem to arise, she cannot get her ksuba since she's usher to him. He has to divorce her, and she doesn't get the ksuba. Also, mi'uberes chavero. If you marry a woman who's pregnant and her husband just passed away, umeinekas chavero, or she's nursing and her husband passed away. In these instances, lo shosos lo notz ksuba. There's an issur according to Divrei Meir. There's an issur to marry these women. So therefore, it's not an appropriate marriage. Therefore, they do not drink. But nevertheless, since they put themselves in the situation that they were nistara, so they do not take their ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Shai Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir would say, lo yisa adam uberes chavero meinekas chavero. You're not allowed to marry the pregnant woman of your friend or the nursing woman of your friend, the nasa, and if you were over the issue that the chachamim established here and you married them, yotzi, you have to divorce them, velo yachzir olamis, and you can never take them back. There's a knas that you violated this issue and you can't take them back as your wives. But chachamim omrim yotzi, right? Never, you have to get rid of her now. You have to divorce her. You can't stay married to her. But uchish yagiyah zman alichnos. But after 24 months, when this issue elapses, so after 24 months, she is manalichnos, then yiknos. Then at that point in time, you can go back and you can marry her. There's no knas that you can't marry her. So the chachamim say, in that situation, since the chashigi is man, you can marry her, therefore she's considered a... Come and say that therefore they're ruuyos lo, because there's no continuous iser on her, and therefore if there was kinoi and there was stira, they can drink. So the question is, oh, we'll get to it in a second. We'll talk about the other case, then we'll talk about it. The next case that the price brings down is veharove, which is the Rashi says is a bachur, a young man. Shenasa akaro zakena, so he marries an older woman or someone who's can't give birth. The Elo Ishu Vanim Eikara. And prior to the Kinoi, he wasn't married to anybody else, and he doesn't have any other children. So prior to the Kinoi, he was not Yotzi the Mitzvah of Puravru. So the Gemara says, again, the Baisa says, Lo Shosa, Bilona Teles Ksuva. And these instances, again, she doesn't drink, because it's not a relationship that's appropriate. It's not considered the appropriate relationship, and therefore she doesn't drink. But since he has to divorce her, and since she forced the issue by being Nistera, therefore she doesn't get the Ksuba. But Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yachuhu Lisa Acharis Lifos Rabbos Hanena. There's no, the issue is not necessarily with her, the issue is with him that he can't be Yotzi Mitzvah Puravu. So let him marry somebody else and be Yotzi Mitzvah Puravu with that other person. So this woman is considered Ru'u Yalo, and therefore if there's Kinoi and Stira, they are ready to drink. But the Brisa continues, Aval HaMekanel Arusaso, let's say you do Kinoi to your Arusa. Right, so this is prior to Nisuin. Ulu Shomeres Yavam Shalo, and the Shomeres Yavam prior to the Maisa Yibam. Umisha Kinasa Nistra, but the Stira takes place after the Nisuin or after the Yibam. O Shosa, O Lo Nosotel Ksuba. Either she drinks, and if she doesn't want to drink, then he has to divorce her, but she doesn't get her Ksuba because she became Usher to him. So in these instances where even though the Kinui took place prior to the Averson, but the Stira took place after the Averson, that Kinui is valid, according to the Brisa. That Kinui is valid, and therefore she either can drink or if she doesn't drink, then she loses her Ksuba. Then the Brisa continues. Let's say your own pregnant wife, or your own nursing wife. So in those instances, again, Oshosa, either she drinks right now, or Lo Noteles Ksuvasa, or she doesn't drink, she doesn't get her Ksuva. So just take a little issue. Again, we're still trying to get to the islander's case to prove that there's a kasha on Rav Nachman. But just for, we'll digress for a minute, the case of Mu'beres U'meinekes Atzmo. So what's the story with the Mu'beres Atzmo? So Rashi says in the fourth line, Oshosos, she has to drink right now, even when she's pregnant. Oso the lo armina lo likle vlad, and we're not concerned that the fetus will be destroyed, because if she drinks the mesota and she's guilty, then she's going to die this horrible death, and the fetus obviously will go along and die as well. Tosos argues in the Masim Uberis says that, what do you mean we're not concerned about the vlad? He says v'tema amai islan lemiklele. Why do we have to kill the? Why do we have to kill the fetus? My chvatlan. Why not to nachatel it? Let's wait until she gives birth. He says, but what about the Mishnah in Erechin that says Aisha hayotzi lehareg aim abtin laachatelid? Let's say a woman's chay of misa and she's pregnant. Never, we go ahead and we give her the punishment anyway without waiting for the baby. So why is here different? So Tosa says no, because Hassam is there's a kasefil. It's a there's a kasef. It says umesu gam shneim. The rabbi says a vlad. There's a gzeris akasav that says that you have to kill, that you kill her right now, and therefore the vlad goes along with this, with it. But hasamash matayim the rabbi kra. Hello, rabbi kra. If there was no, the pasuk didn't say that you killed the fetus with the woman, right? Hello, rabbi kra. Lo katlin le. You wouldn't kill him. Why? Mishum the mamon of the balhu, because the baby belongs to the husband. You can't just go along and kill the baby. So too here, you should say that. So here you should say that you shouldn't kill the baby now. Wait, just wait. So Rashi gave us a good thing. That the chiddush here is that you kill the vlad along. But what's the chiddush according to Tosfos? So according to Tosfos, you just say that the chiddush is that even though we're waiting, nevertheless the kinyan that took place technically could have taken place 2 years ago. The kinyan stira that took place 2 years ago. Nevertheless, she's held in abeyance for 2 years, and then she drinks. She drinks even two years later. But according to this, it may be that by the Mu'beres of a Chavero, right, by the Mu'beres Chavero, Rashi may agree that you should wait, according to Chachamim, who say that she's right to drink, that you should wait because this kid doesn't belong this kid doesn't belong to her husband. This kid belongs to a different man, and you can't just go ahead and kill them. Maybe according to Rashi, only by her by her husband's child you can kill them right away because it's his and he didn't care. But for the previously husband who passed away, that this kid is now belongs to him. Maybe you can't say that you can kill him right away. So maybe according to Rashi, by the Muberes Umenekes Chavero, you would have to wait. But definitely there's a machlokas by Muberes Umenekes Atzmo, whether or not hopefully she doesn't die, but whether or not you have the woman drink the Mesota now, or you wait till after the Vlad is 2 years old. Okay, so we'll continue. Next case, Harova. Let's see, Harova. You have a bachur again. Shenasa Akara Zakena, who marries an older woman, or he marries an Akara, a barren woman. V'yeshlo Isha Uvanim, and then he has to have another woman, wife, or children. And then there's Kino in Stira with this woman. So since he has children from another place, everyone agrees he's allowed to be married to these type of women. So Oshosa, either she drinks, if there's Stira, and if she doesn't want to drink, then he has to divorce her. V'lo antelas ksuva, and she doesn't collect her ksuva. And then now a few more cases. Aishas mamzer la mamzer. If the wife of a mamzer is married to a mamzer, that's a proper relationship. That's a relationship that's permitted. So therefore, there's kinoy and steer in there, and she would have to drink. The aishas nasin la nasin. And if a female nasin, a nasina marries a nasin, that's also an appropriate relationship. Therefore, there's also kinoy and steer, and she would have to drink. The aishas ger, the eved meshuchra, or the wife of a ger, or the wife of a freed slave. And here's the line, the islandess, and an islandess as well, Oshosa, either they drink, and if they don't want to drink, lo notas ksuva, then they don't get their ksuva. You see right here that islandess is included in someone who drinks. Katani mias, islandess. The Brisa says that an islandess drinks, and no one argues. Everyone seems to say that an islandess drinks. To yufte the Rav Nachman. This should be a question on Rav Nachman. But it's not to yufte Rav Nachman to yufta. Therefore, there's going to be an answer. So what is Rav... before we get to the answer, we'll just say, it says, Aisha's Ger, I know, we'll get to that later when we talk about the Gemara. Okay.
Why didn't they include this gate with the Akaris?
Sorry, I didn't hear you?
Why didn't they include the islandess with the Akaris?
It's the Tosus question, I didn't get to the answer. Right, it's Tosus asked the question, it's a good point, they discussed it, I just didn't get a chance to see what Tosus' answer is. But you're right, Tosus in Dibur Maskil, I think it's Shenasa, right, the first Tosus is Vatema. My Lotana islandess, Bahadi Akara Vizakena. Why don't they put the islandess in?
They would have said just this whole.
The whole litany? Right, but islandess is usually mentioned in the three. The three usually go together.
Right.
Tosos is pointing out the same question.
No,
right, then, but usually there's a three women who don't give birth, so they're usually a unit. They're usually put together in all the Mishnayos as a unit. Yet in this Brisa, they separate them. Tosos raises the question. I didn't get a chance to look at it for an answer. So Amalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was to say, listen, I understand that this Brisa says in islandess drinks, but it's Machlokas Tanayim, and I'm going to hold like one Tana, and because I hold like one Tana, therefore I can prove that both the Chachamim and Rav Elazar agree that the machlokas is only by akara and akara zakena, and the machlokas is not by islandess, and therefore both the chachamim and Rav Elazar agree that an islandess doesn't drink. How does he prove it? He says tanaihi. This is a machlokas tanaim. Ana demrina kahai tana, and I hold like this tana. The tanya we learn in a brisa. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon Elazar says islandess. You have an islandess that went through kinoi and went through stira. He says lo shosa vilono telek suva. She doesn't drink, and she doesn't get a ksuva. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'nikta v'nizra zara. Misha darki lazria, yatsa she'ain darki lazria. So what's the case? How does this work? So we'll read Rashi. Rashi says, ana de amrinon kahaitaina, the isle akara of zakena shosa. This brisa, he's saying that Rav Shimon Elazar agrees that an akara and a zakena do drink. Akara zakena drink. How does he prove that? Midelo nakat ela islandess. Since it only mentions, his brisa only mentions islandess. V'nasiv Talmuda, and they learn it from the Nakta v'nisra Zara, and they learn it out from the fact that she can't give birth. V'lo mishum de'ein re'uya l'kaima. It's not because she's not roy to be married to him. She can be married to him. The reason why she doesn't drink is because there's a mean in a pasuk, because she simply doesn't fit the criteria that this Torah establishes, because she's not re'uya l'eled. So Alma ki Rav Elazar svirulei, he must hold like Rav Elazar, the yachol lisa acheres v'lifros lirvos. He must hold that he must still hold like Rav Elazar, who says that since you can marry, because he says you can, an Akara and an Inaruya Leilei are okay, he must hold by the Svara that since you can marry somebody else and be Yotze Peru Revu with the other person, therefore an Akara and an Akara Zakena can be wed to the, to this person. Nevertheless, Island is low, and Island is no, so therefore he holds the Shita of, the same Shita of Rav Elazar. Right, same shita of Rav Elazar, and you see that even in within the shita of Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar and Shimon Elazar are the same things. Within the shita of Rav Elazar, you have a distinction between an akara and a zakena and an islandess. An akara zakena, akara and zakena, since you can't be married to them, they're shosos and they don't get the ksuva. But the islandess, the reason why she's excluded is because it is an exclusion from the pasuk. The islandess therefore does not drink, and therefore you see that even according to Rav Elazar, he has a distinction between islandess on one hand who does not drink, and an akara and a zakena who do drink. Okay. Everyone's looking down, so I'm concerned. Okay, fine. So that's how he proves that Bein Rav Elazar, Bein Chachamim, Mar Mishnah, the islandess does not drink. Even Rav Elazar agrees the islandess does not drink. Aye, but the Rabbanon who held that the islandess does drink, so Hai v'nikta v'nizra azara my avidlei. So what do they do with that pasuk? Rav Elazar and Bryce just learned that pasuk to exclude an islandess because she's not ruya leilei, and that's why she doesn't fit into the criteria of the pasuk. So what do they do with that pasuk? My avilei mibayluhu, they need it for a different limud. Mibayluhu lichidatanya, as it says in the Brisa, the nikna of an Israel zara sheim haisa akara, if she was an akara and she went through kinoi and stira and now she goes drinks the mayim arim and she's found out to be innocent, nifkedes. She's nifkedesh. She all of a sudden now she's gonna have children. Give it Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that's impossible. Amar Rabbi Shmuel im kain. If that's the case, yistru kol akaros v'yifkedu. Let all the akaros go and be over on kino v'stira. They're gonna get and not be nitmeis. They're gonna go drink and then they're gonna have children. We have a way to get rid of barrenness. You have this trick. But what's gonna happen? Right, v'yifkedu v'zo. And then there's gonna be one akaro who's gonna be a tsenua. There's one akaro who's not gonna want to do it. She's gonna behave appropriately. Right, and she's not going to want to do stira. Holo v'lo nistra hifsida, and therefore, since she doesn't do stira, she's going to lose out. It doesn't make sense. That's not the shura sadin. That's not appropriate. And that's not appropriate. Im kein ma tam lo v'niknav nizra zara. So, what does the pasuk come to teach you? She im haisa, you'll let us betzar. Let's say this woman used to give birth, but she used to give birth. It was painful. Now you'll let us berevach. Now she's going to have an easier time giving birth. Tosos, answer your question. Nikavos, if she used to give birth only to girls, now she can give birth to Zakarim. Kitzarim, if they were short, now you'll let us bonim. Now you'll let us aruchim. She'll give a long one. Shechorim, you'll let us levonim. And she's going to give birth to better children. So Tosos asks, he says, Rabbi Shmuel says, now we have a way that all the women who are going to be barren are going to then do this trick and now give birth. And he says, no. So instead, people who give birth have painful births. Now we're going to have easy births. So Tosos asks. The same question. Let's just say that all the women who had painful births should do kino vistira, and therefore their future births will be pain free. So,
or
if they want to have boys, or if they want to have tall children, Yoni. So therefore, it's the same thing. Much taller than I. So Karen Oren answers that maybe it's because to not have children, to go through the whole process of kino yistira and do all these terrible things, in order to have children, maybe a woman would do that. But to be this perutza, and to have, you actually have to have yichud and be over an isser to do this type of thing, just that you have a less painful pregnancy, maybe that's not a sufficient reason for a woman to do it, go through the whole process.
We said that Hannah did exactly that. She threatened Hashem.
That
no matter what, I'm
going to
have children.
And I'll
make myself into a
soap. I mean, she held like Rabbi Kiva. Yes, I don't know. Isn't there somebody who gives like tries to put all the halachas back into the Navi? There's a whole thing. But maybe she held like Rabbi Kiva.
I mean, except for the Pusha
factor,
there's no downside
to it. Well, she's doing a big veira. She's this yichud. You're not allowed to have yichud.
I'm saying, but except for the Pusha, what is the downside?
The downside is she's violating this. What's the downside of eating chazer? You know, you're still going to be full. You're going to be full in the end. You're going to be full. No, because you violated an isser.
In order not to have a painful birth, she's really
But so they're saying that that's not sufficient. That the downside is better, is greater than is the downside is greater. That's the answer. The downside is greater. The woman's not going to say, not going to be over all these isurim. In order to have not have a as painful birth. Listen, the birth is going to be painful no matter what. It's a curse. It's guaranteed. It's going to be less painful. That's all. Short kids are not so bad either. So, but it's better than it's. But long, taller kids, I guess, are better. But
what's the matter with having the female?
That's a whole other thing that I don't have time to get into now.
I have two girls.
So. I have three. So he's got six. Okay. But that's the limit. Okay. So now we're going to continue explaining through the Braisa. The Braisa says, Eishes Mamzer LaMamzer. If a Mamzeris marries a Mamzer, that's considered an appropriate marriage. So therefore, that if there's Kinoin Stira, she does drink. So Gemara says, Pshita, that she drinks. She's mutter to him. What's the Chiddush? So Mao, the Tema, you would have thought, Apushe Psalun Olepush. Let's say, you know what? There's a Mamzer, there's a Mamzeris. We have an opportunity to separate them. Let's get them separated. Therefore, they won't have any children. If they won't have any children, we're going to knock off. We won't have a riboy mamzerim. So here's the perfect opportunity to have them to force them to be separated. So kamash malan. No, that's not the case. We don't do that. That moms are mamzerim. It's a permitted relationship, and we're not going to force them. We're not going to force them to get divorced. Some people try to use. I saw the Yaivitz, the Shailas Yaivitz. He brings down. He tried to prove from here that a mom's just chayv and puravu. Because we want them to stay married, but some others argue. I guess there's a machlokas that there's whether moms is chayav and puravil. Okay, next case in the brisa, eishes ger ve'ever mishuchrar ba'ilnus. Now we're talking about the eishes ger and the ever mishuchrar. Again, pshita that the wife of a ger drinks. These are appropriate. If you marry a georis, it's an appropriate wedding. So now the tamei you would have thought that maybe the whole parasha of sota doesn't apply to gerim because the pasuk says daber al bnei Yisrael. It says bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, below gerim and not gerim. I don't know, is that a lima that the Gemara learns all the time? The bnei Yisrael excludes gerim, but kamash malan that no, even a ger is included. But the Gemara asks, ema hachinami, maybe really are supposed to be ma'it an eishes ger from the pasuk of daber al bnei Yisrael. So he says no, because if you look at the next word, it's daber al bnei Yisrael amarta. Right, the Amnes over March. Of March is a revoy, and the revoy comes to include that even an Aishas Ger drinks. Tosus asks, it says, Vamarta revoy, who Tosus says, Tema, Ha'av Kisela El, the Rabbas Arusa, Shmeres Yabam Lakinoi. We already used Vamarta on Monday, or Tuesday. We already used the Vamarta to include a Shmeres Yabam and an Arusa. So what's going on here? And I also, okay, so that's Tosus' question. I leave it with Sarachian. So the Gemara had asked, is that Aishas Ger Meshuchrar. He says it's pshita, an eishes ger and evan meshuchrar. It's pshita, but there's a mishnah in I think 80s that brings down the das of Akiva, a kavya ben Halel, who says that that an eishes ger does not drink. So why is it pshita to the Gemara? The Gemara should say that this brisa is coming to exclude the shita of a kavya. All right, this is the hara. Next case, eishes kohen shosa. Right, the Aishas Kohen drinks. Again, the Gemara says, Pshita, it's Pashit. Why would an Aishas Kohen not drink? It's a full-fledged marriage. So again, just a little introduction. Again, if there's a woman is Mazana, she's Mazana Biratzon, then she's also to her husband. If she's an Anusa, then if she's married to Yisraelis, then she's still Mutter to her husband. But if she's married to an Aishas Kohen, even if she's an Anusa, she's also to her husband. So the Gemara says, you would have thought that maybe she shouldn't drink because the whole parsha is not talking about an Eishes Kohen, because the pasuk says v'hi lo nidpasa, and she wasn't forced, right? That since she wasn't a nusa, therefore she's asura. But hi nidpasa, if she was forced, then muteres. So the pasuk is making a distinction whether or not she was forced or not. So whole v'nidpasa asura. This woman, there's no distinction whether it's nidpasa or not. She's an Aishas Kohen. So maybe since the Pasuk is trying to make a distinction between Nitpasa and not Nitpasa, and she is Nitpasa, even if she's Nitpasa, it doesn't make a difference. You would say, Emelo Tishta, so she's not included in the Parsha. So no, Kamash Milan, if the Mishnah teaches us that even an Aishas Kohen drinks. So you have to go through, there's probably alumnus behind what the Havamim, what the Maskana is. The bottom line is, the Mishnah says an Aishas Kohen drinks. And then the Gemara says, the Aishas Kohen drinks, and Muteris Labaila. So let me muteris labayla. Pshita. Listen, she was checked by the Mayim Marim. She came out fine. So it's pasha that she's mutter to her husband. Why do you need the Mishnah to tell me she's mutter to her husband? So Amar Rav Huna, bimisnavna. Talking about a woman that over time she started to degenerate. Things are happening to her. Her body is starting to deteriorate. So therefore, the Mishnah comes to tell us that even though her body is deteriorating and it looks like maybe something did go on here, nevertheless, she's still mutter to the husband. So the Gemara says, bimisnavna, she's deteriorating. Why is she deteriorating? Had but kuamaya. The Maya checked, the water checked her. why she's mutter? If she's deteriorating, then the water checked her, that means she was guilty. And just maybe she has a zchus. We learned before that the zchus can be tola for her. So if she's So this is 2 days later. All of a sudden she starts having these terrible things happen to her. Nevertheless, she definitely was mizana if it's this situation. So why she's mutter to the husband? The Gemara says, not misnava derech evarim. She's deteriorating in other body parts. In other words, she's not being deteriorating in her maya and the urecha. In other instances, she was supposed to deteriorate in the places where she would have been punished. Here, she's deteriorating in other places. So therefore, we can't say that she definitely was mizana. So ma'a the tema, maybe you would thought, hai zanuyi zanei, v'hadi lo bitko maya ki orche mishum onu zanai. You would, maybe the Havmin was here. The reason why she's deteriorating is because she did have znus, but she was an anusa. But nevertheless, she would still be usher to the Kohen, and therefore the Mayim's checking her in this. The Mayim checking her, not that she did something wrong. The Mayim's checking her, and that she's now usher to her husband. So Lugabe Kohen Asira. So Kamash Malan. No, that's not the case. That just happens to be that she's deteriorating. But nevertheless, the Mayim checks her. It was a question that's brought down. The Mayim doesn't check whether or not it was. The Mayim just checks whether or not something happened. So why, if an Eishes Kohen, was Nistera, and it was forced, and it was Anusa, why is she mutter to the husband? Maybe there was Anusa here, and therefore she would be, still be also to the husband. Again, I didn't have time to look into it. Sorry?
No. If it was not brought on her part.
Right.
The fact that she can't live with her husband has nothing to do with Sotah. Separate din that Aisha's calling,
right.
Don't care how it happened.
Right, so she should be usher to her husband.
Right, so.
So I'm saying, so she should be usher to her. So you have that suffix now. Right. But you're saying the suffix is exterior, the suffix is outside the realm of Sotah.
Why should the water be Mavara that? It's an unrelated halacha.
Right, so the water is Mavara that she didn't have Bias Nus. She didn't have a Piratzon.
Right.
But she still has. There's still a suffix of whether or not she's mutter to her husband.
That's a
separate issue.
That
okay. Okay. Next case. Isha Sarah Sosa. Okay. If she's married, the Mishnah. This is back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says an Isha Sarah Sosa, a man who can't be motzi zera, she drinks. So pshita. It's pasha. It's a mutter relationship. Rashi says it must be talking about a Sris Chama, not a Sris Adam, because a Sris Adam is a Psuadaka that's us possible to go to the Kaal.
So if they were married,
right?
She married a Sris.
Because she couldn't marry a Sris Chama. I think only a Sris Adam is us to come into the Kaal. I don't know. It says no. It's a partial relationship. Rashi says they're talking about Sris Chama. From the time he was born, he couldn't give birth. Because the Sris Chama is mutter levot to the cow. It's only Sris Adam who was born healthy and then became, then it was Nistares. That's the right word. Right, so Rashi the Mishnah says, but Rashi here, I can't even say that Rashi's chozer from what he says in the Mishnah, because Rashi here says that it only can be a Sris Chama. We'll go with Rashi here right now. But you're right, there's a steer in Rashi. So Eish says sorry. So pshita. So not mild the tema. You would think that it's us and right because it says the pasuk says v'yitein ishbach es shefatomi while deich yishech. There had to be a brief relationship with the husband prior to relationship with the boel. And the havmin right now is that a bia includes being motzi zera. So amarachmana that the water only b'badeich amarachmana v'haylav bar hachiyu. And this person can't because he's not roi lazria. Kamash malan that we don't necessarily care about mazria. We just care about the maisa bia. He's able to have a maisabia. He can't be motzi zera. So therefore, it's he's included. Then the Mishnah says aidei kol arayas mekanin. Again, also it says that anyone who's an erva to the woman, the husband can still be mekanin her. So pshita. Again, that's pasha. He did kinui to her. So what's the problem? Why should it be? Why is that a chiddush? So ma'o the tema. The pasuk says nitma'a shnei pa'amim. The pasuk says the word that she's nitmeh is twice. We're going to learn on in tomorrow's daf. It's written twice. Why echel labal, echel laboel, to teach us that when she's nitmeis, she becomes usher to her husband and usher to the boel. So the havamina would be hecha the kaimitzari b'haiznus. Only the meisota only works if she becomes usher to the boel because of this nus. But havalha in this case, ho vasur v'kaima, she's already usher. There's a pre-existing usher on the boel. Maybe in that case, there's no the meisota doesn't work. So emalo kamash malan that it does. Okay. Next case, chutz min hakatan. Mishnah said that kinui doesn't work for a katan. Why? Pasuk says v'shachav ish osa. A man slept with her. Right, a merachmana, that has to be a man, right, below katan, and not a katan. Here there's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosvos as to what type of katan we're talking about. Tosvos on the top of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the middle of Dibur Maskil Aval says, I guess it's the fourth line, V'chein amash amr ish amerachmana below katan, near the dafka mishasiyam imayit. If we're talking about a katan, it says that only that she doesn't have to drink if she has stira with the katan. But if this a katan is talking about a cut, the distinction is going to be between a katan who's under 9 years old in one day and above, and 9 years in a day and over, because 9 years and a day, that's considered a ma'isaviyah with the katan. So I write aval nesra yaday ben teisha shana v'yom echad. Aval pisha ein ish b'yasa poselus b'truma. If a kohenes has biyah with a nine year old boy, then she's possible for truma. So you see that the maisabiyah of a 9 year old plus boy is a maisabiyah. So the chiddush is that there's no drinking. But Tosa seems to be saying that, and under nine, under nine there's no drinking at all. There's nothing happens. But the Rambam says that the limud is that even under nine, the limud is for the under nine. Mashma that 9 years and above, nine years in a day and above, that there's even shasiyah, it's considered a full-fledged ma'isabiyah. The miyat is only for a boy under nine years in a day. It's also a machlokas whether or not, but it should be the ma'isa. It has to be the ma'isa stira, I think, because that's the time. There's a machlokas that the Yerushalayim brings down. Machlokas of what do we go by? Do we go by the kinoi? Do we go by the stira afterwards? Let's say according to either shita, it was 9 years in a day. Whether it was one way or the other. Okay, so then the Mishnah brought down the next case of v'she'eno ish, someone who's not a man. So l'mutei mai, what's that coming to exclude? So l'mutei mai, ilim l'mutei shachov. If we say we're going to be might a shachov, there's a machlokas of what shachov is, but according to Tosis, means the pesach Rabbeinu Chananel, similar to a saris, it's somebody who's she'enu boel kedarko ve'enu mazriya, and it's not mazriya. The Rambam learns that the shachov is someone who can't be miskasha. He can't have an erection, and therefore he's not. There's no ma'isa to be there. Eileim lamutei shachov la'amr Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel say mekanin al yado that there is kinoi when it comes to a shachov v'posel b'truma, and if you have a ma'isa bia with the shachov, it's posel in the truma. So the Gemara says, wait, let's figure out what Shmuel says before we get another answer to what Eino Ish is being might. So Mekan al Yado, the Mekan al Yado on the Shach of Pshita, that's Pashut, right? Why would it not be? I mean, it makes more sense according to Rabbeinu Chananel that it's just not Mazria, because that's in Maisa Bia, according to the Rambam, that is not Miskasha. What's the Maisa? But Ma'u detaim of Shach of Ish Osa Shikha Zara, you would think that you need Shikha Zara. And this person is not a barzria. So Kamash Malan, Shmuel says that even a shachov, there's kinoi, and the pasuk doesn't come to be ma'it. This pasuk's not coming to be ma'it a shachov. And later on, the Gemara is explain what the pasuk does come to exclude. It's not coming to exclude a shachov. So the Gemara says upasul b'truma. Shmuel said it's possible b'truma. It's also pshita. It's also pasuk. Once you have a ma'isa bia, you're pasul for truma if you have that relationship. So Ma'al Tema, you would have thought that the Pasuk says when it comes to Truma, that Shachov would pass up a Truma, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yechal al Zara Amar Rahmanan. The Pasuk says that a woman is ushered from eating Truma when she has a bia with the person who's possible to her, and it says Lo Yechal, it doesn't say Yechalel with one Lamed, it says Yechalel with two Lameds, that there's two Chilulim. There has to be it's going to be a Chilul for her and a Chilul for her kids. So therefore the Isle Zara, so only if there's a possibility of having children. this guy's not motzi zera, so there's no possibility of having the two chilulim, right? Isle zera lichalel, the letzle zara lo lichalel. Since she can't have children, there shouldn't be a chilul over there. Kamash malan, that Shmuel says that's not the din, that even a shafuf, even though a shafuf is not in the parsha be mechal her zera because he can't be motzi zera, nevertheless she's mechal the isha when it comes to the bia. Like I said, it's a question according to the Rambam. There's a whole tumult about how that works. So we're going to go according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Chanan, that there is a Maisa Biyah, but there's no Motzi Zera. Let's see, we'll learn the Gemara that way. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's go back. So what did Ish come to be Motzi? So, Ela Limute of Ove Kachavim. It's coming to exclude the case of an Ove Kachavim, that if she has bia with an if the kinoy and steer is with an Ove Kachavim, that's not a good kinoy steer, it doesn't count. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ove Kachavim, Mekana Al Yada, Uposa Batruma. Yeah, you can do kinoy with an Ove Kachavim, and also if you have bia with the guy, it also passes the Truma. We'll just take a little bit of a sidestep. This sugya comes up in the Tosos, the famous Tosos in Ksubos on Daf Gimel. There, the Tosos brought down the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Tosos Shatz here brings it down with Shem Yesh Omrim. But Tosos Shatz here says that the Shita of the Rivam there is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam here. But just to let you know, but the Das Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubos is that if you have an Ashes Ish, right, who is nivelus to a guy, and she has be with a guy, and then afterwards the guy is Nisgayer, he converts. And she divorces her husband, and she wants to marry this guy. Usually you have an Isser on the Boel and on the Baal. But here, the Boel was a guy at the time. Right? So the Rebbeinu Tam says that she's now mutter to marry this man, even though with Derek Klal and Ashes Isher's insult with another man is usher to the Baal. But nevertheless, when it comes to a Bias guy, that's considered like a Bias Behema, according to Rebbeinu Tam. Therefore, she's not usher to him. And from there, so in that instance, the Rivam learned out from Rabbeinu Tam that according to Rabbeinu Tam, just since that she's not usher to the Boel, so too she's not usher to the Baal, because it goes hand in hand. And the Rivam asked a whole bunch of questions on it, and the Rivam over there said that since she's usher to the Baal, Mistamish is also usher to the Boel, and not like Rabbeinu Tam. And now, the Tosos in Sanhedrin, the Tosos Rosh, and the Tosos Shant, on our Sugya, they also try to prove, not like Rabbeinu Tam, from our sugya. Because what does our sugya say? That there's kinoi to an akum. Mashmo, that if there was kinoi and there was stira with a guy, she would be usher to a husband. Since she's usher to the husband, therefore she's usher to the boa, because it's nitmeya from the pasuk. So the whole tumult over here. The Beis Halevi says that no, it's not necessarily a raya, because maybe if she has nus with the guy, she's really not usher to the Baal. But if there's kinoy with the guy, she would become usher to the Baal, because there's an issue of the kapeda of the Baal. So since it's a kapeda of the Baal here, therefore there can be a distinction even in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam about the Baal. And but most of the Rishonim say that even against the Rivam, that even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that she's usher to the Baal. And that there's a chiluk between the Baal and the Baal, that she's usher to the Baal, even though Rabbeinu Tam says Mefer, she's mutter to the Boel in that case. And there's a whole chiluk between the two. When the chiluk would be, it's Shmuel Brzezovsky says it, and it's said by the Birch Shmuel that the Isser to the Baal is only because of the Isser of Ashes Ish. Right, it's not because of Ashes, it's because of a Maisa's Nus. Right, so if there's a Maisa's Nus, she becomes usher to the husband. So in this case, there was a Bias Nus, similar to that famous Maharik that Rabbi Rosen always brought down, that there's a rebellion against the husband. But the Issa to the Boel is because she's over a violation of Ashes Ish, but in this instance there's no violation of Ashes Ish, because it's not, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not considered a real Bia, it's a Bia of a Behema. So there's no violation of Ashes Ish, therefore she could be mutter to the Boel if he converts, but also to the Baal, because there was a rebellion, there was a Maisa's Nus. Okay, we don't have time, we'll just there's more to say, but we'll keep going. So, the Gemara says, so, again, Mikani El Yado, we're talking about the guy, Pshita, that's Pashit, so Mao the Tema. Ma'u the tame again. It says nitma shtei pamim echad aval ve'echad aval ve'hechad the kamitzar b'haznus aval ha ho lasur v'kaimo. Again, nitma v'nitma is the same thing we had before. Here she's already usher to the bowl. Emalo kamash malan. It even applies to a guy. I posel b'truma also pshita. It's also pashin. The tame ma'u the tame. You would have thought the pasuk says ubas kohen ki tiyel ish zar, he betrumas hakashim lotoichel. If she's to a man that's not married to her, amar rachmanan. Var havaya, but it says kitihiya, which is used the lashon of kiddushin, the lashon of marriage. Devar havaya ein, the lav bar havaya lo. Someone who's not capable of marrying her, a goy, there's no kiddushin, it's not tofes. Lo, lo kamashmala. Nevertheless, that epistle, the pasul, that she becomes usher. So now we're going to learn. So where do you know this that the goy make pasuls the woman for the tshuma? Mid Rabbi Yochanan from the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel, minayin lov gachov the evet shabal alkohenes valaviya valbas yisrael chaposlo. For that there's pasuls and for eating tshuma. Shneamar, it says ubas kohen ki tiel amana ugrusha v'zera. The pasuk continues v'zera ein lo v'shavu beis aviya kinurel milechem aviya tochel. Misha yesh lo almanas v'gerishin ba. Only if you have almanas and gerishin from this person can you go back to your father's house and eat the tshuma. Meaning, a bas kohen who's married, if something happens to her husband, she can go back to her father's house and eat tshuma. But the pasuk here only says that if there was a kiddushin, if there was some sort of marriage that was involved here, yotze obi kachavim she'en lo almanas v'gerishin ba. There's no almanas v'gerishin from a guy because there was no marriage. So therefore, she... No. Right, I don't think so. I don't think so. Right, I don't think so. Right, so the Gemara goes back. The Ela Lemute Mai. What's it coming to exclude? What's it coming to exclude? The Pasuk Beino Ish. I'm a Papa Lemute Behema. It's coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude Bia with a Kino and Steer with a Behema. The Ain's Nus of Behema because it's not considered with an animal. It's not considered as Nus if you have Bia with a Behema. And how do we prove that there's no Nus when it comes to Behema? I'm a Lay Ravni Parzakaya Lavashi. He says Mina Hadi Milsa the Amar Rabbanon the Ain's Nus of Behema. Where do we know that? The Ksiv Lo Savi Esn Zonim Mechir Kela. The Pasuk finishes Beis Hashem Lakecha. You're not allowed to bring the payment for a zono or the payment for a kelev to the base of Midrash. That's also to bring. Vitanya esnen kelev umichir zono mutarin. But if you gave payment to a woman to have bia with the dog or michir zona, or you sold your shifka who was a zona and got payment for her, that is not considered. That's mutarin. Shenemar gam shneim, because the pasuk says esnen zonah mechir kelev b'shem lekecha. It says gam shneim, the words, and we darshan shneim v'lo arba, two and not four things are usher. But if since the pasuk excludes esnen kelev, it's mashma that the bia of a kelev is not considered bia's nus. Because if it was considered bia's nus, that would also be usher to bring. So therefore, you see that. Because if it was a Maisa's Nus, then the Eslan, the payment for it would have been Usr, it would have been Eslan's Zona. Since it's not considered as Nus, the Eslan is not Usr. Therefore, you see that the Maisa Behema, Bia with the Behema, is not considered as Nus. Eslan Kelev is using, I'm paying you, here's the payment. Right, so if the Maisa's Bia with the Kelev was as Nus, so that payment would be Usr.
Why is it the Bia?
What?
Why is it the Bia?
Because it says that because that's the schar for bias nus. That's the whole point. That's what the Gemara is saying. That the schar for the bias nus is what's usher. If the mice of the behema is a bias nus, if the mice of the behema is considered a bias nus, it would be included in the usher. Okay.
If it's not
a bias nus, what's an usher? You're not allowed to have bia with the guy. It's a bias behema. It's also there's an usher. There's an usher misa involved with that. I mean, these aren't people who are doing the right thing.
But that payment is kosher
to buy a carbon. Okay? According to the Gemara. Okay.
She's
single husband? Yeah. It's not a Maisa's Nus. Yeah. She's Chayav Misa. But I don't know, whatever. Gemara continues. So Ella. So now, before we said that the shachlof was not mazriya zera, it's still considered a maisa. So what do we learn? What do we learn now from the pasuk? B'shachlof yisov shichva zara. What does the shichva zara come to teach me? Lomali. What do I need shichva zara? Mi bailei l'tatanya. In order to the word shichva zara to teach me the following. Shichva zara prat l'davar acher. You have kinoi for davar acher. My davar acher. What's davar acher? I'm Rav Sheshes prat l'shakina lo shelo kedarka. If he says, if he's machlokas between Rashi and the Meir, he'll go with Rashi. If he says, if he's kind of her that don't have stira with this guy to have bia shelo kedarka. So that pasuk comes to exclude that. So Amalei Rava, can that be excluded? Shalok Kedarka, Mishkeve Isha Ksiv. We learn elsewhere, Mishkeve Isha in Lashon Rabim, that there are two types of Mishkeve Isha that are Usser. B'Yisha Lo Kedarka is also Usser. So therefore, of course, it's included. It's also considered a good Kino Yistira. So Ela Marava, Prat L'Shekino Derech Evarim. Now, it's common to exclude that if he says, do Kino, if you have Stira with her Derech Evarim, which means, according to Moses, it means that you can't lie down close to her, and, you know, and without Maisa Bia, but lying down naked without any Bia. So Amalei Abaye, wait a second, how does that have Kinoi? Pritusa, but Almahi, that's Pritus. But Pritusa Miyasa Rachman, if she's a Paras, if didn't do a Maisa Bia, why is she also to her husband? How can you do Kinoi Stira here? How can you be also to her husband? She didn't do a Maisa Bia. She did something that's not nice, something wrong, it's not us, sir. So El Amarabe, Prat L'Shekinoi B'Nishika. No, we're talking about the case where he did Kinoi here that she shouldn't have Nishika, meaning his Aver shouldn't touch her makam erebus. Mara says, oh no, that doesn't work according to everybody. That only works according to the mind of Amr, who says that what the bia is considered just when the crown enters the tip. Aval nishika v'lo klumum. If there's just nishika, then there's no klum. It's nothing. So therefore, hayad asakraylam uti nishika. So therefore, the pasuk can come in and can include that even if he does kinoi just for nishika, that still works. Even though that's not considered a ma'aseh bia. El aman da amah ha'arazo nishika. According to my damu, says the tchila of the bia is just the nishika. Ma'ik lemeimer. Why is that? Why do you need an extra pasuk to teach us that? Why would that be ma'it? This ma'it. Nishika is the Maisa Bia according to this mind of Amar. So Gemara says, Nah, La Olam Shekinu La Derech Avarim. Now we're going back to the previous thing. It's talking about Shekinu La Derech Avarim. So I, but we said, but Kinu La Derech Avarim is only a Pritzus. It's not, why would that make it us to the husband? So Ah, Ma'u Detema, you would have thought that since Bekpeid of the Baal Tayy Rahmana, the whole thing of the whole issue of Sota talks about the Bekpeid of the Baal. Here the Baal is being Makpid on this Maisa. Ubaal Hai Kapakid, he's being Makpid now. So then, Kamash Malan, that even though it's totally in the Kepedus of the Baal, it only can be totally in the Kepedus of the Baal if he's makbid on something that would make her usser to him. But if he's makbid on something that doesn't create an isser, the Gemara is saying over here that that's not considered a good kino vistira. Okay. Everyone have a good day. Yeah.